26-year-old Rezwan Furtis went by the name Bollywood when he played in a Massachusetts band. But U.S. officials say the drummer is also a self-radicalized jihadist intent on attacking Americans in the U.S. and overseas. Furtis was arrested this morning and now faces charges of plotting attacks and supporting a foreign terrorist organization. Furtis was arrested after he bought what he believed to be 25 pounds of plastic explosives, 3 grenades, and 6 automatic assault rifles from undercover FBI agents posing as Al-Qaeda operatives. Over the past 9 months, agents recorded multiple conversations in which Furtis laid out plans for an aerial attack. He bought 1 small drone aircraft and planned to buy others, which he then allegedly hoped to fill with explosives and fly into the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol from this Washington park along the Potomac River. He traveled to Washington to do surveillance, snapping this picture of the Pentagon. Officials stress at no time was Furtis outside the control of his undercover handlers, so in that sense he presented no actual danger. But he repeatedly told the agents that he was driven to kill Americans, which he called enemies of Allah. He told the undercovers, quote, "I just can't stop. There is no other choice for me."
Furtis, a U.S. citizen, has a college degree in physics and apparently some proficiency when it comes to building explosive devices. We're told in the course of the investigation, officials say he converted 8 cell phones into detonators, which he thought were being used to trigger IEDs against U.S. soldiers serving in Iraq.
Bob, I wonder, since the FBI agents supplied the weapons as part of the sting operation, what are the chances that Furtis will claim that he was entrapped?
Well, he's going to try, Scott, but the agents say that over a period of months, they gave him multiple opportunities to back out. And every time they would say, hey, you might kill innocents, he was intent on going forward, saying he didn't care. He saw it as his duty.
Thank you, Bob.